opposition politics in Zimbabwe is on the rocks. What we have seen manifesting itself right now is the effects of the closed spaces that have been happening in Zimbabwe. The democratic spaces have been closed, and right now we are seeing the continued persecution of opposition leaders, activists, or even ordinary people who try to speak out against the current ruling government. So I can say those you see being arrested, those who see being persecuted, are still fighting the fight. And I believe there's still some semblance of hope if people come out and occupy the spaces that they have to occupy.
Amnesty International is alleging torture in custody by the police, which the government has denied. From your experience, is it possible that these actions are taking place?
Yeah, it is possible. I've been a victim myself of police brutality, torture. I've represented clients who have been tortured in custody, several clients. As I speak right now, I'm speaking in the United States. When I left Zimbabwe, I had a client who went missing, Itai Zamara, and is still missing right now. And the government has not even tried to find out what happened to him. So any reports of torture that you hear now, to me, I take them as happening because the government itself, the police, the military have got a track record of torturing people in custody.
Tomorrow being Tuesday, the opposition leader and his supporters are due in court. What are your expectations?
The outcry, it does help trying to amplify what's happening in Zimbabwe, but this current government does not listen to anyone. We saw with Job Scala. Job Scala was incarcerated for almost 2 years in imprisoned without trial, and there were outcries from all over regional, international bodies, but nothing really happened. I wouldn't put my hopes high with the activists that going into court tomorrow that they might be granted bail, because we've seen cases where you would think as a lawyer, this is an obvious case where someone should be granted bail and not being granted bail. The courts have been politicized and there's little hope in the system, especially the judicial system, which some say has been captured by the current government in bringing up, you know, fair rulings or fair judgments.